This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. For those of you out there who know the Brady Bunch, and if you don't, think iconic early 1970s family-style sitcom, this next item is going to strike a chord. That house you always saw in the exterior shots? Sold a couple of weeks ago for $3.5 million. HGTV, the Home Improvement Channel, was the buyer, presumably for economic gain. As Marketplace's Marielle Segarra reports, the Brady House is just one example of how classic sitcoms are still making money for somebody after all these years.
The year is 1999. The setting? A living room in Miami. 15-year-old Alexander Ruche is walking to the kitchen to get a glass of water when his mom calls him over to the couch. I Love Lucy is on TV. She wants him to watch with her. And he's like, Mom, nah, this thing's in black and white.
And she tells me, you know, hey, give it a chance. It's actually pretty funny.
In the episode, Lucy gets suckered into buying a vacuum cleaner from a door-to-door salesman. Her husband, Ricky, played by Desi Arnaz, comes home and finds it in a closet.
Oh, darn, you found your Christmas present.
The handy-dandy vacuum cleaner. Oh, no, Lucy.
As soon as I heard the accent, you know, I was like, this guy's Cuban. So coming from a Cuban background myself, you know, I was intrigued.
Ruche fell in love with the show. Soon he was buying collectibles, like autographed photos of Lucy and Desi. And then he turned from buyer to seller. He started a website that sells secondhand I Love Lucy memorabilia, vintage Christmas ornaments, puzzles, props from the set.
I've put about probably $6,000 to $7,000 in. And I've gotten probably close to $100,000 out.
There are lots of websites like Ruche's. They sell I Dream of Jeannie calendars, Bewitched comic books. And these decades-old sitcoms still have devoted fans who are buying this stuff. That's because these shows never really went away. First, they stayed alive through reruns. Then, in 1985, they got a boost when Nickelodeon created a primetime block of oldies television.
It's Nick at Night. Makes the world seem bright.
Nick at Night played nothing but 1950s and 60s reruns, like The Donna Reed Show and Mr. Ed. Fred Seibert is one of the guys who pitched the idea.
We thought this was a no-brainer. Oldies radio had worked. Why wouldn't oldies television work?
Some of the network's executives were skeptical. Reruns weren't exactly exciting.
It was like, oh, God, reruns. I said, no, 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 reruns. Oh, boy, reruns.
Nick at Night was a hit. And soon it added more shows to the lineup, like I Love Lucy, Bewitched, and The Brady Bunch.
Here's the story of a lovely lady.
Its success led to more retro programming. Networks like TV Land and MeTV. They kept these shows alive. Now it's easier than ever to watch classic TV shows on streaming services like Hulu and Netflix. And the networks that own the rights to these shows are still cranking out merchandise. Like CBS, it just launched a Brady Bunch board game and Lucy figurines. Veronica Hart runs the network's licensing division. She says lately they've been marketing Lucille Ball as an icon. She was a pioneer, a working mother who ran a primetime show in the 50s.
All of that's still very relevant today, and we're seeing that young women in particular are gravitating towards her because of that.
In 2012, the network CEO said I Love Lucy earned CBS $20 million a year. I Love Lucy superfan Alexander Ruche hasn't made that much, but he's doing all right.
Lucy paid for the down payment on my house, and Lucy paid for my wedding, and Lucy's never even met me.
There are some Lucy collectibles Ruche won't sell, like one of his favorite pieces, the rotary phone used in the show. I'm Marielle Segarra for Marketplace.